Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
Welcome to episode 172 of Come Get Your Podcast. I'm your host, Adam.
I'm Dustin.
I'm Chris.
I'm very sorry for whoever's editing this episode. It's a weak clap, but you still have a clap.
Good luck. And I think that's me, so it's okay.
Good luck, Dustin.
Okay. I'll find it.
Yeah, you'll know. It's very obvious.
Wait, I'll see it. Dustin, your keyboard away from you.
My keyboard is, well...
Nope. Speaking of,
I should mute my phone. It's not far enough away from me, so maybe I get that farther away from me.
Hey, we normally don't record for another
2 hours,
so we're a little bit scatterbrained right now.
My whole day is thrown off. Because I am a jackass, and I'm going to be leaving this glorious state later this afternoon to go to the land of cheese and
jackass.
Beer.
Jackass. I mean, hey, there's nothing wrong with going to those D-gens up north, you know?
Yeah. Right.
Gonna go on there's an itinerary already that I didn't make that a friend's husband made, and he is down to, like, the minute on what we can do.
Okay.
All right. Oh, wow. There are options.
You're that type A person, huh?
I'm going to be hitting 2 breweries and a winery today, so wish me luck.
Hey,
boy, don't drink that often anymore.
Yeah, you're going to time travel is what you're going to do.
No, I'll be fine.
Imagine if you did this last weekend and then with the time change.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no. Misty had friends over last weekend, and they did like a murder mystery, or not a murder mystery thing, but like... Everyone is like a detective, and like all the clues are in the box, like a murder mystery in a box, I guess.
Yeah.
So they did that last weekend, and then they hung out afterwards, and we played like Jackbox and stuff like that. And I drank more than I've had drank in like probably since Colin's wedding.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
That was a rough next day. Yeah. I was looking, I pulled it together pretty quick, but like I woke up and like, what the fuck happened? Like, I looked at my YouTube history. I watched so many music videos I do not recall.
I think I said this last recording, but I did a Drunk by Daylight stream. And I drank an entire bottle of Cabo Wabo tequila.
Yep.
Yeah.
And apparently I played Killer at one point. I don't know. I don't remember that. I'm just happy I'm just happy I ended the stream and rated it out correctly. I did not take my shirt off. It wasn't that New Year celebration many years ago.
No.
The height of the pandemic.
I still have a screenshot of all that.
Screenshot?
By the way,
the
other day. That's a good time. That's a good time.
That was a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of makes you miss the pandemic sometimes, you know? Anyway,
yeah, I read, it's like, yeah, sometimes I miss when it was illegal for people to come up to show up to my house. So you guys have to stay indoors. Don't come over.
Get out of here.
But man, it is. Yeah, it has been nice, man. I think the one I was like, just as you're commenting that about like even the pandemic, like the fact that I still work from home from the beginning days of the pandemic is like, it's a weird upside to this whole thing.
It is, you know, and it's like they're trying to make some efforts at my job for people to come back in the office. It's just I've told like my HR representative I talk to once a month, like there is no reason
I need to be in
that office.
There's takes nothing time out of my day.
There's nothing in my job that I have to be in the office for. Like, right. No, I'm good.
I will say, being on the other side of this thing, because I was working from home for like 7 years.
Yeah, you had it a little bit different. Yeah.
Pre-pandemic even.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Now my job requires me to leave the house every single day and go into the office or go out if I have to go shopping, like be in public. Public does suck, don't get me wrong, but sometimes it is nice.
To actually see the world again? Yeah.
To see people. I will say that. Plus, with what I do, my half the time, my job is located 2 minutes from my mom and sister. So, like, and I get an hour lunch, so I get to go see them a bunch.
Yeah.
Which is nice.
Which is very nice. Yeah.
And get free lunch.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's definitely, like, it's not all bad sides, you know, don't get me wrong, but like it's the extra time, you know, it's like how it would be like extra, okay, like gas money to go there, driving, yep, maintenance on my car.
And I'm very fortunate. I can drive to like our main office, leave my car there, and take one of the company cars and drive around.
See, that's so, that's like, right.
Yes, exactly. Very similar. Like, yes. Yeah. Otherwise, very similar. Yes, I'm with you.
But for me, it would be like grocery shopping would have to change. I'd have to start getting lunch stuff to bring because I wouldn't want to eat out, you know, because I don't try to, you know, I try to make better choices when eating, you know. Mm-hmm. Not always successful at that. But most of the time, I do pretty well, and I literally, if I eat lunch, it's usually like either it's leftovers from the night before, or I make bacon and eggs for lunch. I can't do that, you know, if I go to the office, like, so it's like, no, I'm good, I'll just, you know.
You guys mind if I start making my bacon and eggs here at work?
Yeah.
Bring a kitchen I can use?
Bring a hot plate.
Yeah. Just at your desk.
But no, it's there's definitely some benefits. No, I don't want the pandemic to happen again. That would suck. But no, but there were definitely some upsides, you know, to it all. You know, working from home is one of them. You know, getting closer to our group of friends probably was an upside as well, because we were all hanging out for so like every day, just about. You know, shout out to birthday boy Colin. You know,
just Colin.
It's his birthday, you know, today.
Yeah, so happy birthday, 16th Colin. Just Colin.
Happy birthday, Colin.
Thank you for recognizing Colin's birthday.
Thank you for recognizing Colin's birthday.
Just Colin's birthday. Oh, you're right. My bad. Happy Austin 316. Stone Cold Steve Austin. No, Dustin. Dustin, happy birthday, bro.
Yeah, happy birthday. Thank you, son of a bitch. Hey, if you want to come up to Monroe later, you know, you can have some cheese and beer and wine bought for you.
Man, if I came up on those multiple, you know, brewery trips in that winery, I would definitely be time traveling.
There's room at the Airbnb. There is actually room.
Okay. I'm like, I've heard that before.
No. Someone canceled. There's room.
There's actually room here.
Yeah. Throwing that out there.
What I was going to say is, like, that's, like, one of the benefits of the pandemic, as an example, is Colin, like, you know, we got really into Dead by Daylight, and I don't think I'd be as close of friends with him if I hadn't, you know.
Sure.
If the pandemic didn't happen. This is the truth, you know. So, there's benefits, but a lot of weird people came out of that, too, you know, so.
Yeah. They continue.
And they're continuing to be weird and different. Ooh. Is this who you were the whole time? Ooh. All right.
Yikes.
Buddy, what's the birthday plans today, man?
For me? Nah, it's low key. It's a low key day. Just going out to dinner with my my parents, and then we're going to a comedy show.
Oh,
who you seeing?
Yeah.
Who you seeing?
Oh, and it's like a local thing. I have to remember even what the it's like a.
Is that Lucha?
No, it's a place downtown, but it's just like local. Just like you go up, so it's like I don't know what good the quality of comedy it's gonna be, but you know we'll see.
Oh, Bright Kryptonite.
It's I forget Harbor something. It's not Harbor Freight or anything like that, but it's some.
David Harbor.
David Harbor.
Ooh, wow. David Harbor.
That's pretty cool.
God, that would be fantastic.
I thought he was filming Stranger Things right now.
That'd be such a surprise. But no, just a weekend of like hanging out with the family, having dinner. So like tomorrow I'll see, you know, my sisters and all my nieces and nephews, and we'll go like grill out at my parents. Just because before my sister moves to Germany. So
how many times are you gonna have to see her before she... I'm just kidding.
Yeah, right. You just gotta see her before she leaves. But they do finally have a closing date and everything. So it's actually marching along here. Damn. So
don't say that around Germans.
Oh, well, yeah.
No.
Yeah,
be careful. Man, you can't even say like Hitler or something in Germany, I think. Like they were telling us about all these like laws. It's like, not, dude, it's you not, can't they don't fuck around.
I was seeing a meme like on TikTok and stuff the other day that was somebody was like, man, they really don't have good bagels in Germany, and some people with a Jewish heritage are like, I wonder why.
Yeah, you guys don't deserve
bagels. You guys don't deserve bagels.
You know why. God, I saw that same one.
Why?
Yeah.
Now, Germany. Jesus.
That's awesome.
So, yeah.
I gotta go visit her now, huh? Right?
I'm definitely gonna have to. Like, but I've always wanted to go over to Europe and stuff. So, like, it'll just be a great opportunity now to go. I'm so excited for them, man. They're gonna be 2 hours from everything, you know? Train ride to anywhere they want to go, basically.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I was like, I thought you were going to say a city in Germany, like Munich. Or
No. I mean, they're going to be in Dusseldorf. So, but I mean, they're like, what, 2 hours?
Don't dox your sister.
Amsterdam or something? Yeah. Sorry, guys. But yeah, they're it's. I'm excited. Probably, I'm so excited.
They're going to go to Germany and realize like how crappy our country is on a lot of things.
Yeah.
All that German engineering.
Yeah. Apparently, yeah, it's like they very, very, very highly take care of like work-life balance. Yeah, like you do. Cannot work more than a certain hours a week.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, yeah. That's everywhere but here, it feels like.
Oh, and Russia, but.
And North Korea, I guess, right. Too. You know.
Oh, great comparisons. For
yep.
Yeah.
Typically the team you want to be a part of. But yeah, so it'll be nice to see them. See everybody this weekend, so you kind of get updated plans on what, you know, what their leaving plans are. But yeah, it's exciting. Katie and I were talking about potentially, like, I don't know if maybe next year or later this year, going like an all-inclusive thing for my birthday. But like, I was like, because she was like, hey, maybe we, you know, go around the holidays this year. And I was like, I can't do that to my mom. My sister's gonna be out of the country.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
I cannot do this to my mother.
Hey, so. Mom, I know, you know, she's gone to Germany, but you know, like, we're gonna go to, you know, Mexico. See you later.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. We're in Jamaica.
Bye.
Yeah, like, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. So maybe next year.
Yeah, you
maybe
do that, you're gonna Jamaican your mom crazy.
Yeah, I'm gonna be Jamaican my mom cry if I do that.
You leave Sue alone.
Exactly. Exactly.
That she's a nice saint. Lady.
Yeah, Dorothy Mantooth's a saint.
Even the guy who doesn't talk says something. Fuck
off that movie. So stupid. Where were you guys?
Nothing? You couldn't say nothing?
Oh, man.
Yeah. I'm going to get a whole lot of video game done this week. I'm taking a whole week off of work.
Oh, okay.
Also, like this whole next week, okay. I'm off of work. Yeah,
there you go.
So,
there it is.
So, Adam, we're gonna get some Elden Ring in if we can.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm definitely gonna play some more Final Fantasy.
Let's go. Let's Rebirth. Go.
I'm just gonna throw this out there. Maybe let's find a day, not Tuesday, but maybe a lunch.
Sure. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Can be Wednesday for me,
not Tuesday or Wednesday.
But then,
I'm open any of them, guys. I'm open anytime.
Maybe we get some spider or something going.
Yeah, no, I know our friend Hefe. Mm-hmm. In the near future, I don't know when, trying to set up a sushi dinner with him and Lara.
Yeah.
Because apparently on our last episode we talked about sushi, she apparently got a little FOMO, apparently. Oh. Hey. And I was like, let's go. I'm fine with
this.
Let's
go.
I'd be down. I'd
love to go. And then Jeff's like, she don't like sushi. I'm like, dude, they got like the best chicken fried rice I've ever had. So, like,
I mean, honestly,
you're good.
There's
man.
Something there. Yeah.
You're good. Because I told him a roll I'd got. And he's like, where did you guys go? And what did you get? I was like, here you go. And I was like, it's amazing. It was literally amazing. But yeah, absolutely. I just got to just tell me when.
Yeah.
And I'll my work will be cool with it, I'm sure.
Tuesday, I have to be up at like 5 in the morning, so I probably wouldn't want to do it. That's why I don't want to do it.
Yeah, sure.
But if that changes, I'll let you know.
Hey, guys, I'm open any day. Whatever works for you two.
Well, Wednesday, I'm getting my major award during the lunch hour.
It's a major award.
It's a leg lamp.
Enjoy your new lamp. Yep, that's...
They used to try to like fool you into like talking at these meetings and then surprise you with it, but you know, they've been doing that for 2 years. Like, I'm like, you ain't gonna do that.
Yeah, another bullshit.
I'm on to you guys. So
what makes you think I'm gonna stand up in front of everybody and talk?
No, that's funny, the email was like, you could do it on camera or if you want to come to the office in person. I was like, I'm good.
Yeah,
I will do it on camera.
You out of your mind?
I'll do it on camera. Because one, it's not that I would go to the office. That's not a problem for me for like these kind of things. But like, it's just a major company meeting. But I'd have to like get on stage and talk to people. Like, I'm good on that one. Like, I got stage fright. I'm good. When I have my, but on camera, I could talk to a ton of people, and it's fine.
I'm like, you realize what you do for a hobby and part of a living.
I am aware, but it's on camera. It's a big difference.
It is weird how it is weird, right? How that works. Cause like, I'm with you, Chris. Mm-hmm. Like I've both spoke in front of a couple hundred people, and that is terrifying, like in person. And then I've also like ran a call for a couple hundred people on the phone, like in a Teams call. And it's like, it's not even close to being the same.
Yeah.
But I'm also in my own room.
Yeah.
Right. Like I'm in my office. I'm in my sweatpants.
I think it's because because you're more comfortable, but also like you don't see them.
Sure.
Like you know they're there, but you don't see them. You know, it's like streaming. Yeah. Streaming's fine. Like I don't like it's whatever. You know,
you gave the best man speech. You did great.
That's what I mean. Like, but like the hurricane shitting. Going on inside my head. You know, like looking out at the room, like oh my god. But like, yeah, like doing it on the phone, like doing it over even over like a webcast type of thing. It's like, I don't know.
It's weirdly kind of the opposite for me. Like I hate I can obviously do it and I'm fine and good at it like over the phone, but like I'm just like ugh, like it's just annoying because people don't mute their mics or like all you know, I didn't have control of like being able to mute everybody. Just annoys the shit out of me. Whereas like if I'm talking to people in person, like at your wedding, like I got everyone staring at me wrapped around my finger and no one's fucking saying
anything. And you can mute them. You can tell them shut the fuck up. Hey, shut the fuck up.
I have the microphone and you don't.
And I'd be able to get away with saying that too because I have the microphone.
Yeah.
There are Teams meetings I'm in. Most of them, actually, where I do have the power to mute, and I have done that before.
Same. I do it all the time. I'm like, all right, you're right to mute. You're done.
Yeah.
You're done. You're done.
I'm the guy that, like, will add people to the call. Like, so-and-so's waiting. I'm like, except.
Yeah, same. Me. Same.
I'll do that. Like, I always did that and everything.
But. My boss was like, man, you're really quick at that mute thing. He's like, wow, why are you so quick at it? I'm like, here's the thing. I'm a nerd. You know this. So, like, talk online to people. I have such a microphone etiquette, man. Yeah. I hate it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's years of being groomed to being like with bad microphones, bad quality, old Ventrilo days. Like I can't stand it. So like now in the current days, when I get on a VC or party chat with someone and I hear a bad mic, it's just like I'm triggered. I'm like, no, come on, you can do this.
Dude, and for me, I don't know about you, but for me, it's typically salespeople for whatever reason. Not all of them. But like
that are bad,
that have the bad, have the worst mic.
Why?
Etiquette.
Wouldn't you
on the phone all day?
Yeah, wouldn't it be the best? I would assume it'd be like the
best. You would think. I mean, scientists, you know, people in the labs and stuff aren't the best either. But like, predominantly, they're pretty good. They're quick to remute it. So I think they're also nerds. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're in a lab. Like there's we're all respect. Like, come on. We all do online gaming. I guarantee this. So, but yeah,
tell that to your wife.
Oh, yeah, too. Yeah, I literally was about to be like, man, being in a...
Sorry for calling you out.
But... She's better than she has been, Katie. We love you. But, like, I remember, like, playing games with Katie the first time where it would just be like... Yep. It was literally just a microphone just, like, laying right under her. And it'd just be, like, every noise.
Yep. Dragging across the sweater, moving.
And if you're lucky enough, you'll play, like, Uno or Minecraft with Katie really late at night. And then you'll hear her start sleeping.
Yeah, you're just like snoring, and you go, uh-oh.
Who's snoring? Katie's asleep.
Oh, it's Katie. She's going to be like, I heard you guys talk about me in there. I'm like, all good things.
I also said that I prefaced it with saying, I love you.
Of course. She'd admit to all of this. She knows.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
I love her.
It's kind of worse.
I love
when
I love ragging.
Hear my door swing open.
I love ragging on her on either like Cyberpunk, Assassin's Creed, or Thor Ragnarok. Where like I don't put the gif of Thor in Discord. She's like, oh, is this my sign to watch Ragnarok? And I'm like, has it been a week already?
Yeah, that's why I responded to it with the same gif.
Is it though?
It's been a minute since I've heard that movie just on.
I just picture it. You hear it on, like, you're in the kitchen doing something, and you hear it, and you're just miming the words. Oh, and you're acting along with it while like cooking or something.
Yeah. I can quote so much of that movie just by, like, just from osmosis.
Like, Jones?
That's incredible.
Yeah, Osmosis Jones.
Oh, man.
Shit.
But dude, yeah, you're gonna have a good birthday, and then we're gonna have to I get the lunch things.
Hell yeah, man.
100%.
And we'll definitely get some Elden Ring in. I haven't played in a while. I got really hooked into MLB The Show 19.
19?
Because that was the latest one I had.
Sure.
So I've been doing Road to the Show. Beat Barry Bonds' home run record on August 1st.
As you should.
In San Francisco, ironically enough.
Wow. Did you get escorted out of the city? Like,
No, they had some dumb pre-roll cutscene thing.
The fact that you did it on August 1st is impressive.
Yeah. I have 7 games left in this season, my rookie season. I'm at 106 home runs.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was going to say, you had like a month and a half
left. I am currently on a 47-game hitting streak.
Yep.
And I've been NL Player of the Month since April.
Since you entered the league.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd have to find the picture of it when I was really into the show 19. I think it was 19.
That was the free one. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Where like, I had a pitcher, and like they were just like the best pitcher of all time.
Like, that's my next created character I'm making is a pitcher. He's going to be born at sea. You get a trophy for doing that, apparently.
Sure.
I also got my 100th gold trophy career.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Thanks to MLB The Show 19 playing in 2024.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that new one's coming out soon. It's like, I don't know.
I think, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, it might be.
Or maybe I've seen people just have early preview copy.
Yeah, because it's generally around my birthday just because it's like around spring training. Baseball's about to start at like when it comes out. So it's usually, generally, but though it's like March 24th-ish, 22nd. It's like usually.
That makes sense.
I feel, but I don't know. You know me. I absolutely love baseball, but like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. I'll see what the show 24 has, but like, I think it's like,
that's
I had
why I was like, this is going to scratch my itch. It'll prevent me from playing, getting 24 or any other ones. And honestly, the like kicked it into gear was when they the Cubs signed Cody Bellinger.
Yeah,
it's time. Chicago sports is fun right now.
MLB The Show comes out.
It's not the regular season for anything.
Comes out the 19th, but if you pre-order it, you get early access.
So that's probably people. Yeah. So, yeah.
Like, hell, I might go find whatever Madden was free the last time and play that, because
I've done that before.
Bears have a top 10 offense without a quarterback.
I think at this point you might be able to just get Madden 23 for like $10. I don't know. At some point, it's probably going to go on a sale, or it's been on sale.
I think the last one I have is Madden 19, because I remember Antonio Brown was on the cover.
Was free. Yeah, I think I remember playing it at Clark's house. At Adam's house, like in your kitchen. I think we all played it.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was like a gaming day.
I think it was a gaming
day. It was. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, it was like free, and we're like, hey, let's just install it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I've fallen off sports so much.
It was literally just because I'm excited for the Cubs again this year.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I can fix this.
Hey, it's here. When's opening day?
April 1st.
Yeah. What a good day.
What a good day.
What a great
day. And the only thing happening that day as well.
Is baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball.
Just baseball.
That's all that matters. That's all that matters is baseball.
Well, yeah. I don't know what else would.
Yeah. What would happen else on
Dump April jokes 1st? That day. It's you know.
Day. Yeah.
Dump jokes that day. It's Troy Baker's birthday that day.
Oh, happy birthday, Troy. Early birthday.
Yeah. Happy early birthday, Troy Baker.
Fan of the podcast, Troy Baker. Yeah. Birthday is April 1st. So, yeah, you know.
It's only like, 15 days away, 16 days away for Troy Baker's birthday?
Yeah, it's going to be a good day. I'm going to wish him a happy birthday personally. I hope
You should.
I'll do it too. And fuck everyone else that day.
You know,
baseball day.
Listen,
Troy gets a little carve out of time for baseball day, but no one else.
Listen, he'll respond to me. He'll know it's me because he probably saw that Hideo Kojima retweeted me on Twitter.
Humble brag. Name dropper. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Wow. Yeah, that is. He'll respond.
He didn't just do it on one account, by the way. He did it on both his Japanese and English accounts. Thank you very much.
should, you know, go, it's legit. You should go edit your tweet so you can just be like, why listen, Hideo listens to
Oh my God. Wow.
Yeah. And he just likes it.
Yeah, let me go buy premium real quick. Yeah,
it might be, hey, $10 for how much?
It's worth it, Chris. You know? Yeah.
Or $8 or whatever it is.
No, that's when Chris leaves us to go start a podcast with Raul Cooley. Because they're both son of a best bitch. Friends.
You're already
best,
leaving us.
Hideo Kojima.
Best friends, no.
That's the new Best Friends podcast, whatever. Or what's the Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino one? Is it like,
I think
Bad Friends or whatever?
Bad Friends or something, yeah.
Something like that.
I don't even like listen to that podcast or anything. I just see clips of it. And it just
clips, right, like, yeah.
That's all I've ever seen. Like, no disrespect to them, but yeah, like, I've never listened to their stuff.
I just get the clips.
I see TikTok or Instagram or Twitter stuff.
Fucking Andrew Santino cracks
me up. They did Smelling Salts, which is funny, like, one time.
Dude, Jesus.
Dude.
Have you ever...
They're like, it tastes like hot piss. And then Bobby, as soon as he said that, Bobby was like, all right, now I have to try it.
Have you ever tried Smelling Salts?
No, I don't think I ever will.
It is not fun, but yeah, it works.
Yeah.
Wakes you up, huh?
You want to wake up real quick.
Oof. I'm good.
Please don't abuse this.
No, I'm good. No,
that was for my general, like, don't come at just me general. Saying you got addicted to Smelling Salts or something like that.
Nah, I'm addicted to Tide Pods, so Devil's Candy.
Still?
It looks good, man.
He's the last holdout.
Look at that.
Still rocking.
There's a profile on you somewhere at NORAD.
Yeah. You and that last Blockbuster. You're going to see a documentary on it.
Is that still around?
And it's just Chris doing the, I can't hold all these Tide Pods.
Can't hold them all.
What to do.
They're I can't delicious. Hold all these limes.
I was gonna say something I forgot.
Must not have been important.
It probably wasn't. Damn it!
Is that your birthday is actually April 1st as well?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I think that's a given.
Then we can move on.
My birthday is April 1st, but it's okay.
Baseball day.
It's baseball day. That's more important. And then Easter's the day before. Like.
That's like how everyone went ice fishing on Misty's birthday for years.
Yeah, for years.
Well, you know, she should change her birthday then. I don't know what to say.
That's right. What I told her.
Ice fishing's been on longer than her birthday, so.
I was like, I can't help it. I can't change it. I can't change the date. They've been doing this for years.
All right, so now we have longer than
you've been alive.
We know we had the Dune 2 popcorn bucket, right?
Yeah.
Don't put your dick in that.
Don't put your dick. I mean, you can put
or
your
do.
Dick.
Or
whatever you want. You know,
I'm not going to yuck your yum, but just do it in the privacy of your own home.
It's soft teeth.
Apparently.
How do you know that?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Moving on. How could you say that? You know I have soft teeth.
Anyway, Regal Cinemas are going to offer a Ghost Trap popcorn bucket for Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which looks pretty
really?
Cool.
That's cool. That is cool.
I like that. Bring that kind of marketing back.
Makes sense.
It does.
Versus the sandworm.
Outside
totally
of the weird.
Didn't put my dick in.
Yeah. Outside of the weird fleshlight bucket. It's actually kind of cool that they're doing these like special, like, has that always been a thing, or has that just been like recently?
Occasionally, it's been going on
for a while.
I remember seeing like random, special cups or like cup covers or something like that, but I don't remember ever seeing that much of a popcorn bucket. But there has been like merch I have seen like for like Marvel movies, like I think there was like a backpack or something for Wakanda Forever.
Yeah, I have a really cool Amazing Spider-Man 2 poster.
Oh, from when you went and saw it?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
It's up on the wall of my house. Like, and it's apparently, it's probably not worth a lot, but like, I know people do want it because the one I got is like actually really legit. Like,
him
doing a free fall into the middle of New York City. It looks really awesome.
And it's unique to only when the movie came out, right? Like, they don't continue to sell them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I tried to just make a quick search of like ones, you know, like movies that had like a special popcorn bucket at the theater. Because like obviously you can buy like there's popcorn buckets you can buy outside that were like
a cool lunchbox or something. But
but like A promotional one? I don't remember seeing a lot.
I was going to say, I always remember seeing, like, obviously the cups, but it's just like the, you know, it's not really, it's like getting a collector's cup at a, you know, Six Flags. It's like, oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah, apparently AMC has done this for a lot of movies. I think Dune 2 is like the most popular one, obviously, because of like
what it looks like.
Rise of Skywalker, you could buy an R2-D2 one for $50. It was a beverage holder and a popcorn compartment that opened up in the back.
Okay, well, that's cool.
And now they're selling on eBay for $2,000. So, Last year Barbie had a pink convertible you can buy for $35.
Oh, I do remember that. I do remember that.
I don't think it was popcorn buckets, but I want to say like Jurassic Park 2 or 3 had something like that far back.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka had Wonka's hat.
That makes sense.
As the popcorn bucket.
That one's right there. Yep.
The back, right there. It makes sense.
The back of Miles Morales' head for $30 opened up to 120 ounces of popcorn for Across the Spider-Verse.
120 ounces?
That's what it says.
Popcorn. Jesus. Popcorn.
And then for Thor, Love and Thunder, the top of the title of Demigod's silver weapon, Mjolnir, lifted up to store a snack.
Yep.
I remember that one too. So, I guess it's more common, you know, than we can remember. I just don't remember them being as...
Since the Dune, yeah. Now it's like...
As viral as the Dune 2 popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing
take something that already looks like a hole.
Right.
And then enlarge it.
Then you rib it for everyone's pleasure.
Aye. Right. With the soft teeth.
Yeah, with soft teeth.
I remember seeing like the TikToks and stuff of the guy buying like a Dune 2 popcorn bucket, but has tickets to see Madam Web, and the person's like, "I know what you were gonna do," and he just like did blank stare. Like, I mean, why else would you see Madam Web?
I think my favorite thing has been Josh Brolin's reaction to that. Like, why the fuck would you ever get that? Looks stupid.
Money, and man.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, I didn't. There's not one part of me that saw it. I was like, I gotta own that. I was like, that's weird.
It's not a conversation starter. It's a I see that and I leave your house. Sorry, that was really bad.
It's okay.
Please, no, let's keep going. You can edit that out in post.
But the more popcorn you pull out of the bucket, it like
the
butters
the butt kit.
The butt kit, it butters all of the
and
the then it's soft teeth.
Yeah, it's basically just like free moist, you know, free lube, man. He's got a point.
I feel like somebody really thought this out. You know,
some fucking degen,
right?
Corporate.
Like, here's my design, and they're like, "Okay, cool, thanks for this popcorn bucket." And he's like, "Oh, it's a popcorn bucket."
I thought we were calling this a flesh bucket.
Yeah, it's a popcorn bucket for sure.
You got it. And that's butter.
Pepcorn. We need to let that hang more.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I don't know how to segue into anything else.
So speaking of entertainment, movies and videos and things like that, online entertainment for the past 21 years, you know,
literally
for
less than a month from 22, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. For those that love video games and funny, stupid internet videos, you are probably familiar with Rooster Teeth. Our big fans of Funhouse for the most part. Like me personally, I think Rooster Teeth is cool. I got into some of their shows. Last Laugh specifically. I fucking loved Last Laugh. It was hilarious. But Rooster Teeth itself was never like my jam, truthfully. Yeah, but Funhouse was my jam. That shit was hilarious. and we say was because Rooster Teeth is no more.
What's the last date?
I don't know if there's been a given last date or not, but they were last week they announced that they are going to be shutting down the company, 133 employees, and then not included in that number are contractors and stuff like that, of course. But they're going to be shutting down, and
completely.
Like, this company made like Red versus Blue is probably like their biggest.
I've been watching their content off and on, usually on, since I was 15 years old.
Yeah. Like, it's massive, man.
Or, let's see, 21 years ago was 2013.
What a good date. It was founded April 1st.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
2023. You didn't know that? Or 2003.
I was waiting.
What a good day.
Yeah. Troy Baker's birthday.
Troy Baker's birthday. He should be proud.
Yeah, it's insane to me. It's and yet another, you can add it to the list of things that WB has completely just.
Oh, my God.
Because they're the top parent company. Of things they're just taking away for no reason, seemingly. I mean, I don't know. I can't imagine, unfortunately, that Rooster Teeth has been incredibly profitable over the last few years.
No,
especially
don't think
so. The last few years. Outside of a few things here and there, but it's still, you know, end of an era, two complete decades.
There's a lot of videos around, I'm going to call it two specifically, where it's like, it sheds light on it, but not like in a negative fashion where like airing dirty laundry, but like talking about like why they think, you know, it didn't go as well or what the
rumors
issues were and things like that. And that's, Inside Games did one. It's like an hour long with Bruce Green, Lauren Sontag, and Brian Garr, and it was good. Like it was really fun to watch and listen to that. And then Alana Pierce did one as well, because she was part of Rooster Teeth for 3 years, right? I think
something like that.
And she, like, one of the things that she had mentioned was just like basically that the leadership at the top is just didn't know what they were doing, you know, and we're just constantly pivoting to like push Rooster Teeth first more. And then like that switched off. And then we got to push this more. And then this, where it's just like Rooster Teeth at its biggest success, why people loved it is because you let the creative people do what they do best, create things. And they kind of just went away from that and just really turned it into a business where professionals came in, quote unquote professionals, and said, wow, you guys are amateur. Let's tune this up and make this a real profitable, you know, business, you know, for entertainment, where they just didn't know their audience. And it was very apparent, you know, and it's very sad.
Right.
So I think they were writing this. I think it was going the right way eventually, you know, recently, because in the pivot of, you know, going from like a lot of videos and stuff to a lot more podcasts and things like that. But I just think it was just too late, you know?
It very well could have been. And I think some of the podcast stuff is sticking around.
Yeah.
In some form, but I'm not sure which one, if it's only some or all, you know, all that stuff. But yeah, for something like, I remember when, I don't know what, season 2 of Red versus Blue was out, I got a bunch of my friends into it and would like download it on 480p QuickTime player, and like we'd literally just sit in my friend's computer room, like four of us in a probably like a 5-foot by 6-foot room, just laughing our asses off for hours. So complete end of an era.
It really is. I mean, it was kind of like the first of its kind, for sure. Like that level of online entertainment. Because in 2003, the internet was still in its infancy, really. You know, it was still, like, coming up.
We're seven years before YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At that point.
I was going to say, this is real early days.
You know, so it's, like, having these kind of shows and being, you know, being popular. Because Adam, you navigated towards Rooster Teeth, which obviously blew up the things. At the same time, I was in the Pure Ownage, you know, kind of very similar, you know, in that light. So, you know, Rooster Teeth blew up, and for good reasons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew of Rooster Teeth for the longest time, but like, and again, I never really watched any of their content and stuff until like when I met you guys, and you know, we became friends. Like, you guys, you know, told me about Funhouse, and then I was like, yeah, I'll watch, you know, I'll check it out. Fucking fell in love, man. Like, it was just so, it was comedy gold still. And I know, like, before we started recording, I was telling you guys, like, I just been on a Funhouse binge, you know, anytime I'm watching YouTube really recently, it's just old Funhouse videos, best of Funhouse videos, any of that stuff, and it's just like, man.
So all their previously paywalled content that was on YouTube, because they had a membership thing you could do to get extra stuff. Everything that was behind a paywall is now not. It's free. So, and there's a lot of good stuff in there. Because I would always randomly get gifted a membership when they did YouTube streams. From just, you can select it. So it's just gifted to a random person. And that happened a fair amount for me. So, like, a lot of that stuff is really fucking funny.
Did you ever get around watching the Sundered video?
I did.
Oh, okay, good.
I did. I have seen that. I've seen the Sundered
video. That's their best video, of my opinion. Like, I don't know if it gets better than that, but yeah, man.
There's a video where Charlotte gets into. Are you guys familiar with Minch? You should be.
The name sounds.
The Yoda puppet.
Yes. They have. Okay. I was like, the name sounds familiar. And now, yes, with the cutout mouth.
Yeah.
Charlotte
dresses up as Yaddle and, like, does full green grease paint all over her body and stuff like that, and just pretends to be, like, a gold-digging wife. It's fucking hilarious and awful in the best way. I would highly suggest going to find that video.
It's what the internet was
behind
for.
A paywall. It is now free because
it is brilliant.
Yeah, the unfortunate thing for Funhouse in the later years is, you know, they had controversy and stuff, and they had some pivotal members, you know, Funhouse leave, two off their own accord, you know, one not, you know, and I just feel like they were finally getting their foothold back, you know, with people. You know, doing really well and, you know, giving the current team, you know, the chance, you know.
Right.
Because I'd fallen off, you know, for a while too, and not because of controversy and stuff like that. But, like, for me, like, Bruce and Lawrence leaving, I was like, man, the fuck, Bruce Green's comedy is just, like, it gets me. You know?
I miss old Funhouse people.
Yeah, that's the unfortunate, you know, thing, but...
I saw someone say, I miss Future Funhouse, and that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, once I started watching again a couple years ago, and then, like, 2 years ago, and, like, Armando was, like, newer and stuff, and Charlotte was, you know, becoming more, and Patrick and stuff like that. And, like, it was just, like, how they all, like, worked with each other and fed off each other was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Do we think that they are, like, maybe that group will continue on as something else, or potentially they could keep the Funhouse name and branch off, or do they have
hope so.
Buy out kind of thing?
They haven't said anything outright, but they've alluded to, like, you know, keep an eye out for announcements and stuff like that. I know some people have already pivoted into just starting to stream now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ryan from Funhouse does that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Jacob's been streaming for a long time.
Jacob's been streaming for a long time.
Lindsay started streaming again, apparently. And
yeah, John Holland has a cooking channel on YouTube called Poor Choices Kitchen. That's totally worth checking out. So, like, I think there's going to be a lot of that. And, like, I know James and Elise have done stuff, like, stream stuff here and there on their own private channels or whatever, or individual channels. But I do think they're going to keep the band together in some form.
Right, like, if just they've been successful, new, right, new if they were one name. Of the, yeah, they're the only successful ones, that I would just think, like, hey, what, like, what does it feel like when they can just, again, go do their own thing,
right?
No oversight, right? So
be fully independent,
yeah, right,
which would be
scary,
cool,
but, you know, the freedom would be there.
They really have, like, so for me, I pivoted away from Rooster Teeth a long time ago, like over 10 years ago at this point. That's when I found Funhouse. So it was just kind of fun, or, like, I found Inside Gaming, but, like, that was kind of fun when all those guys made Funhouse and then were eventually bought by Rooster Teeth. But just because Funhouse definitely has more of our sense of humor, like,
especially
at, you know, at, if we go look at right now, like, the mid 30s, Yeah. I'm lumping you in with that, Dustin.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, mid-30s demographic of that kind of humor, whereas Rooster Teeth has always, to me, kind of remained for a lot of their content. Not everything. Because there's some really good stuff in there, like Last Laugh. But it was skewed towards a younger, like, late teens demographic. So it was just kind of nice that, like, I still got to support Rooster Teeth, even if I wasn't necessarily watching their actual content.
Right, their main stuff.
And honestly, it's a lot of what they did, along with a couple other things, were the inspiration for what we're doing now. So why we do this.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, Rooster Teeth, like, as a whole's humor, for the most part, I want to say, it never clicked with me, you know, like your Achievement Hunters and things like that. I just never got into that. You know,
early Achievement Hunter I was into for a lot of it. But yeah, like, eventually it just kind of lost me because there was just yelling. It was mostly just yelling.
Yeah.
It's just mostly screaming.
And so and there's an audience for that for sure. But that wasn't for me. But what got, like, the stuff that did get me was like Last Laugh, you know, as an example. Like, that shit was hilarious, where, like, these people from, like, Funhouse and Rooster Teeth were just trapped in a room and they couldn't laugh. And if you laughed, you got kicked out. Like, like, it just ended up just being so buck wild, the stuff that they would try to do. Like,
and it's undeniable. Like, they with their, oh God, what was their anime show?
Ruby?
Ruby.
So it's a Gen Lock, I think.
And then Gen Lock, too. But, like, to have a Western, completely Western made. Created thing have such an influence in the East it's really not hurt done ever. So it's like, it's super impressive what they were able to do. And, like, there's a couple movies they made, like, they did a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And a lot of cool stuff. And then, you know, it's just unfortunate that how it's all ending. It just seems unceremonious, I guess.
Yeah. That's unfortunate capitalism, you know?
Yes, sir.
It's just one of those things, like, you just I guess for me, it's like, of course I wasn't that attached to Rooster Teeth. I'm much more of a Funhouse person, but like, it was more of the, like, it's one of those things, like, I just never thought it would happen kind of a thing, I guess. Just like, when there's the space that they are in, I just assumed that they would just always adapt and try to keep up and just keep going, right? Like, I never even think about, like, the Warner Brothers of the world kind of just axing everything all the way down, and then you realize, oh shit, Rooster Teeth's under that umbrella too.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like, fuck, like, that's why you just, if you can stay independent, try to stay independent. But, like, I get the, you know, I quote mean, unquote security that you would normally feel under a big corporation. Well, but then this happens,
and they didn't start out by being bought out by Warner,
right?
It's passed hands several times.
Several,
I think they went stopping independent over a decade ago, if I remember, correctly. So, but they did do it by themselves just for a long time. And then, yeah, just over the years, it's been passed from company to company, or bought by from company to company.
Yep.
Until we're here.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right.
Coyote versus Acme, or this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
or single player games, you know, from Warner Brothers. They want to focus on live service because, you know, their live service game has done gangbusters.
Did so well. Hey, it's better than Skull and Bones, apparently. So
that's I mean,
they can hang their hat on that.
What a shocker. What a shocker. Yeah, I was trying to see if I could find somewhere, like, where it said, like, their history. I think they were owned by AT&T before. And then, 2021, AT&T sold to Discovery.
Warner Brothers Discovery. Purchased by Discovery, which was then purchased by WB. So.
But yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I think you nailed it. Like, you know, these big corporations and stuff probably went to them and were like, you know, things are going to go great. You're going to do this. You know, we'll be able to give you money and, you know, you guys will, like, be off freedom and things like that. And just don't think that necessarily
so
happened, really, you know. Yeah.
On Twitter.
Tweeter.
One of the original I Miss Old Funhouse guys, Joel Rubin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I saw the article he wrote on
Wrote an article on Medium that is very lengthy, but very, very, very worth reading. That gets into all the corporate oversight that happens and how they just don't understand. And just how, unfortunately, that is
almost always the case.
Yep.
One thing I to go along with like whatever Funhouse the Funhouse people are doing next, like I feel like there's enough talent there that they could maybe start their own version of like what Rooster Teeth was. Like early, well, yeah. At least early Rooster
Well,
Teeth.
I look at like Kinda Funny, you know, as an example here. Exactly. You know, like they're, I feel like they do very well and they're branching out. Like Greg Miller branches out, but that's on his own. It's not tied to Kinda Funny. It's his own, like he's doing it for himself and under his name. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Funhouse has the talent to be able to do that. And I hope easily. They can.
Both. Obviously, both for whatever the content they're making, they have the talent, but they're also pretty business savvy, I think.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
'Cause they've been around it for a long time and seen all of what not to do.
Yep.
'Cause Machinima was...
that's a perfect example. Machinima was huge. Mm-hmm. I remember anywhere you'd be online at that time, it was just Machinima. It was so huge.
I still follow a lot of the content creators who started on that channel today. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's where Inside Gaming started, too, with all those guys. So, like, you know, it's they've had firsthand experience, unfortunately, way too much of how corporate people who get put in charge of something they don't understand but are going to run it their way and not listen how that goes.
Yeah, because there's giants, you know, that have, you know, Machinima being one of them, like Game Trailers, you know, also. Yeah. Like I love Game Trailers, you know, and their videos, and my brother got me really into Screw Attack.
I love Screw Attack.
Back in the day. Now Craig from Screw Attack's a little bit of a nut job now, but
just a
smidge, but it was such funny content and such funny, you know, funny videos and stuff like that. And like they, you know, but they got bought out by Rooster Teeth, you know.
Angry Video Game Nerd was there too, and
yeah, you know, Cinemassacre, that's its own. I don't know if you've ever been following Cinemassacre and some of the shit going on with them, but it's like
I have not.
Basically James Rolfe is like basically give it up. He's just like a robot. He's just like no passion anymore. Like
that's sad.
He's just there's a whole like they did this like monthly I don't know if this is last year or the year before, but they every Halloween they did like a horror movie like review sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And apparently they were found to be plagiarizing a lot of like smaller reviews out there. So
great.
Yeah, there's a huge thing about it.
Unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean Angry Video Game Nerd was also like, yeah, that he came, you know, I believe he came from Screw Attack, basically.
He did.
And like he got huge, and then Screw Attack got bought up by, you know, Rooster, like we said, and you know, they had the shuffle and they were, you know, some of their things stuck.
Sean Boland's still making content though. I don't know if how much into like later Screw Attack you got.
No, I didn't. I kind of I fell off eventually.
Eventually they kinda went into like they went independent and they had hired a bunch of people, like Chad James, who now worked for Rooster Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
He's the redhead guy. He was one of like he was like an intern at Screw Attack or whatever Screw Attack became after they switched brands a couple times.
Yeah.
But like Chad James, Sean Bolin, like, and that with Stuttering Craig. Don't even get mad at me. That was literally his handle.
That's what he was called.
All those three guys like really started making independent content, and then eventually were bought up by Rooster Teeth. And you know, as it's changed hands so many times, people have left or gone and started their own thing. But one of those guys, Sean Boland, has his own independent kind of content creation. I think it's like a warehouse, basically. So like, you know, there's people who have sharded off from under the Rooster Teeth umbrella or have the ability to, you know, be independent and make their own content and are still doing it. So mm-hmm. It's very possible for anyone who is unfortunately getting laid off. And a lot of them deserve to do something because they're extremely talented.
Very much so.
Well, I know like Chad James, I know he did like, he was instrumental in Death Battle and I know that was huge.
Yep.
Yes. I thought it was a cool premise. I never really got into it. I think I watched a couple episodes, but it was a cool idea for sure.
Yeah, it's a very cool idea. And apparently that is one of the things that will be continuing to live somewhere else under something. So at least he gets to kind of keep doing his thing.
But but yeah, I mean, with the Funhouse people, I really want them to, you know, flourish and get stuff. Really, like,
just have an inkling that they're gonna do something still together.
I mean, they're gonna have my full ass support, 1,000%. You know, like, what a show, which streams on Twitch, is Patrick and Charlotte. Mm-hmm. If you don't follow them, please do that. And watch them, and they're hilarious as well. Their two comedy is so good.
Yeah, it's right up my alley. If you haven't listened to Ship Hits the Fan, you should. Yep. especially if you are into old boats and disasters.
I am. How did you know?
Well, we're getting to a certain age.
Oh.
Where.
Yeah,
it's either World War II we're into or old ships. So.
But yeah, I mean, I'm going to be, you know, paying attention and following them. And, you know, I always kind of was, but I think, like, to Dustin, you know, I think you had said this before, but it's just like, I just thought, you know, Rooster's going to be around forever. So, you know, I wasn't watching all their videos, you know, when they're coming up, but damn if I won't.
It's our fault.
Hey, Mythical Entertainment, yo, you guys need a gaming division, right? I got one for you.
That seems like a good
right.
fit for
Joe,
some of them.
I think Joe worked for Smosh or works for Smosh. I can't remember.
He did a little bit, but he did. Yeah, for a bit, right?
Smosh is, you know, now had bought back themselves. Mythical had bought Smosh, and now they own themselves. It's
right.
cool, but, you know, just saying, Mythical, you know, you guys got, there's a market here, you guys, that you could tap into, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, mid-30s humor, video game, that's you guys. The only thing is that, you know, Mythical's more family kind of.
I was literally just going to say humor,
but they're kind of like pushing towards like
they've always kind of skirted the edge.
Yeah.
They have. It's more tongue in cheek though. It's like looks.
And I think there is a way to do that for video game entertainment type stuff.
Yeah, I think so. But it could be there's a huge I don't know.
There's a market there.
You know, and you never know, like, what kind of talks are happening, and you know, mm-hmm. like, Mythical, those guys are so business smart, man.
They are.
Like, they, you wouldn't think, like, I don't know, at least for me, I was just like, man, how are they keep going? But, like, they come out with stuff, and they do things, like, they do this, now they're doing a show with Gordon Ramsay, and they're doing huge with their Mythical Kitchen. Like, they have this series called Last Meals, where literal celebrities will come and eat,
mm-hmm.
they'll cook them what they want, like, their ideal last meal is, like,
Hot ones walked so that could run.
Yeah. True. Jason Kelsey was just on it. Bert Kreischer they just had on there. I still have to watch that episode.
Did he take his shirt off?
He did.
Of course.
He did. That's a staple, man. Tom Hanks was on. That's like their probably biggest get. Like Tom Hanks was on when I watched that. Really I was
good.
Like,
that's
what?
A very good get.
It's a great get.
But yeah.
Bert Kreischer's cooking show is pretty good
too. Oh his god, that's just hilarious.
Yes.
Tangent off that a little bit, but his Mark Hamill episode's fantastic.
Something's burning.
Yeah,
such a good idea.
But we are approaching the hour.
Oh yeah. Do you think it's time? Do you think it's time for the tweet corner? Tweet corner. We got one today. This came in. Literally came in last night. I was going to bed. I saw it pop in. So I've got a little bit of a sneak peek myself. But Jeff allegedly Jeff would like to know at CGY Podcast, name two actors you'd like to see in a rom com together. # tweet corner. Immediately, Pedro Pascal and Oscar Isaac popped in my mind.
I fucking said I was gonna say Pedro Pascal and Nick Cage. And I was like, haha, you should have already seen that movie.
Yeah, I did see that. I didn't watch that.
Fuck. But Pedro Pascal was immediately my first choice.
Damn.
Because I saw this at 3 in the morning when my body made me go to the bathroom.
See, my brain immediately went Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura just because we were just talking about Bert. And I was like, I want to make those two dudes be in a rom-com together. But I like I like where your guys' heads are at.
I feel like Two Bears, One Cave is as close as...
Yeah, it's pretty true. Close, right?
If you ever watched this, the clip of him, of Bert Kreischer, and Kool-Aid. Did you hear something? Dude.
Yeah, if I want to pick me up, it's just him laughing that hard.
That and going to the parent-teacher conference and cracking open what he thought was a Diet Coke.
Yep.
Turned out to be the silver bullet, man.
It's like 9 in the morning or something.
But okay, so Pedro Pascal should be one of the answers, correct?
Yeah.
How do we feel like him and Chris Hemsworth?
Ooh,
maybe him and Kieran Culkin.
Oh, okay. Shit. Yes. Okay. That's the best answer.
That's it.
Because right they were teasing. Because, yeah. They were teasing each other.
Exactly. Yeah, they've been. Kieran Culkin beat the shit out of me.
That is the correct answer.
You found it. That's it.
Well done.
Thank you.
We did it, guys. We did it.
Have you seen that video of that
interview? Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
Fucking the way he's just staring him down.
Yeah.
And then he cracks up at the end like.
Oh, my God.
Kieran Culkin beat the shit out of me.
One of my favorite tweets of all time is, and I'm sure I've mentioned it on here before, but like is some random person talking about the time they met Pedro Pascal when she was working at a movie theater.
Yes.
And he was just he's so nice and like so like seemed so warm and loving and stuff like that. And he responded to her like, I was so high on edibles that time, but I remember you.
I was so high.
Yeah, he had said some lines like, you set me on like the right path that night.
The right path.
Your love and generosity. It's like, Pedro. Yeah.
I fucking love you, man. Yes.
And then like recently he's won awards right for Last of Us and stuff, and he is just so appreciative. He's so humble. Like, it's so amazing.
And if there's anything that can get me to hope that a Fantastic Four movie is going to be good, it's going to be him.
Yeah.
Reed Richards.
I'm enjoying this Pascal-essence.
Yeah, 100%. Ooh, yes. I mean, ever since, that's a good name. Holy
I was
shit,
surprised man. I got that one out without stumbling.
No, you did so well that soon. It's that birthday, man. It's your day.
You have some options for the name of the episode. That is one of them.
I think that's it now.
Yeah.
But ever since, you know, he was in Game of Thrones, it's just been a fucking rocket ship.
Meteoric rise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then he was in, like, she's been getting Kingsman 2, like, fucking did so great.
Well, and like it's been a constant meteoric rise since Game of Thrones, which is a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
Like, he's been nothing but up, and I'm here for it.
In the best way possible.
The Pascal-essence. Well done.
Thank you.
Pascal-essence.
But,
because then he was in Narcos. I
haven't seen Narcos. Yeah,
he's really good at Narcos.
I've heard that's very good, but yeah, it's like my problem is like I've always wanted to put it on, but like I obviously have to watch because I have to read the subtitles because I can't just like throw it on and then like
you don't know Spanish
while I'm doing something. Yeah, unfortunately not. No. I wish I did.
It can help.
It definitely should.
Narcos could help.
That's what it was. Yeah, I learned Spanish by watching Narcos.
You know, someone in the world probably has picked up at least a lot of it.
I bet, just from that.
Go ahead.
But I was gonna say, Game of Thrones happened, and then like Kingsman 2, and then obviously the Mandalorian, Narcos happened. You know, Last of Us, obviously, and then like he didn't like Wonder Woman 1984 while. Not
he was one of the highlights of it.
He's easily one of the
He was the highlight of that movie for sure. I still think the trailer to that is so great. But then Unbearable Weight of Massive Talent, amazing, you know. So it's like, and he's gonna be in Gladiator 2 coming up as well. Mm-hmm. There's also a movie coming out upcoming. I don't know when, there's no date or anything, but it's called Tropico, which sounds very interesting. An upcoming American
based on the game?
That's why I clicked on it. It is not based on the game. But it's a film noir thriller, and it's stars Pedro Pascal, Morena Baccarin, and Willem Dafoe.
Give me
the premise. Yep. I'm gonna read the premise real quick. Raymond Sanz, a veteran operative hired to spy on Mark is Pedro, Raymond is Willem Dafoe. In a steamy coastal town in North Brazil. However, things get more complicated when Sanz falls simultaneously for Mark's wife, the mysterious and beautiful Lucia, and her equally beautiful identical twin sister Olivia. So she plays both, obviously.
Okay.
So,
is an attractive lady.
I mean, yeah. Yeah.
She's better being a space whore and
Firefly. God, Firefly. I love that show. It's being directed by Giada Colagrande, who did Padre in 2016. That's the last movie she made, had Willem Dafoe in it.
Yeah. That's a good movie. And obviously, Manon Bachran is a very talented actress. Mm-hmm. I don't want people getting mad. More people getting mad at me for calling her a space whore in Firefly.
Space whore. I mean, that's. I mean,
she's done so much more, but you know.
I told that to Misty, and I fucking shattered her world one time.
Really?
Yeah, she loves that character. And they called her a space whore, and she was mad because I was right, but she was mad because.
Right. She's like, I hate the way you said that, but what?
But I feel, I don't know, I feel, based on what I'm reading on the premise of that movie, it sounds pretty fucking awesome.
I mean, you have the three of them in it. I mean, regardless what the premise is.
Those three?
Yeah.
Or four, I guess, technically.
Or, yeah, right.
And then he's going to be in the next Ari Aster film called Eddington.
Yes.
Which is a contemporary Western.
Read the cast for that movie.
Joaquin Phoenix, Pedro Pascal, Emma Stone, Luke Grimes, Austin Butler, DeAndre O'Connell, Michael Ward, and Clifton Collins Jr. Holy mackerel.
Yeah, dude.
That is a list of people.
Yes, it is.
That
it's
is
an Ari Aster movie, and it's an Ari Aster movie.
It's like, it's gonna be and it's not a horror movie. It's a contemporary Western film, which I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Maybe I should watch Tombstone one day.
You should. I watched it for the first time last year. That's really good.
What's another one? Those are on that same time, Tombstone and whatever.
Shootout at the OK Corral or whatever.
I thought
is that the one.
Maybe I don't know. I thought there was another. Unforgiven.
Oh,
Unforgiven.
Okay. I was gonna make a Wild Wild West.
Oh, I mean,
my mind.
Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider.
That's much later.
That's much later and way more violent.
Mm-hmm. Good though.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you. Jeffrey, for your question, if you, dear listener, have something on your mind that you want to send our way, you want us to answer in our next episode, send it to us at CGY Podcast, either on Twitter or Facebook, either one, and we will answer it to the best of our ability on the upcoming episode. But yeah, tell your friends, tell your family about us, spread that word. We are on every podcasting hosting thing out there, I think, at this point, from Podbean to Google's podcast thing, iTunes, Spotify, you know, it goes on and on and on. Wherever you get your podcast, we are most likely there. So tell everyone to come listen to this podcast. But as always, we end every episode with a shower thought from Reddit. This week's comes from user LoveZombie, and they say, hitting a bong is using all four elements at once. And that is going to do it for episode 172 of Come to Your Podcast. I've been your host, Adam.
I've been Dustin.
I've been Chris.
Dogs should vape.